Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw dog food feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. You know, I finally realized that I was sort of glossing over or not emphasizing the don't in the friends, don't let friends feed kibble. So now you're going to hear me say don't. Maybe I should put that in big words like friends, don't let friends don't. Let friends feed kibble, right? I have to change my cadence to make it more powerful. Well, I hope you guys are doing great today. I want to talk about something that we do every day. Well, most of us do this every day. Well, we all brush our teeth every day, right? And many of us brush our dog's teeth every day. But what about fluoride? You know, this is another narrative that we've been told. You gotta have fluoride in your toothpaste, and you gotta have fluoride in your water, and you gotta have fluoride here, and you gotta have fluoride there. Well, let me tell you something. Fluoride in certain levels, and not too high levels, let me just say that, are toxic. Toxic, toxic, toxic. Yeah. That is. You want to know what the risk of fluoride toxicity is for your dogs? I mean, you really got to check out your dog's toothpaste. You got to make sure there's zero. I mean, zero, zap, zip, none, nada, no fluoride in your dog's toothpaste. And we also need to check the water. But let's talk about the toothpaste first. Skeletal fluorosis is painful, debilitating. It's a disease caused by a buildup of fluoride in the body. And in this article that I'm looking at, comes from Dogs Naturally, it says this disease is often misdiagnosed, even in later stages of the disease, as the symptoms mimic those of other diseases. And it says that fluoride's effects are cumulative in the body, right? So they're going to build up, and it's easy to mistake fluorosis for arthritis symptoms. And we see a lot of dogs that have arthritis. So we definitely want to make sure that we don't have any fluoride in your dog's toothpaste. Early stages of fluorosis are stiffness and painful joints. So we don't want to mistake that just for your dog being a certain age or that they have arthritis. If you've taken all of the kibble out, you've taken all the processed foods out, you're feeding a species appropriate diet, a raw dog food diet, please make sure that you get the fluoride out too. Because it doesn't matter how many jump for joints you give or glucosamine or chondroitin, if we're still putting the thing in the body that's causing these effects. So fluoride is not good. It can also be misdiagnosed, this fluoride problem, as renal osteodystrophy, which is abnormal bone growth, the results from kidney disease, all right? So I'm always so baffled when people think that it's the raw diet that is causing some type of disease, when it is the freaking cleanest thing that they're giving their dog. You're giving milk bones and you're giving all types of kibble and toppers and you know, certain additives that are premixes and synthetics. And I'm just like, what? And you think it's what? The species appropriate meat, bones, organ, and fat? Where is this disconnect? Where is this disconnect? Here are the other risks if you do not get the fluoride out of your dog's toothpaste, out of the water. And listen, it's not good for you either, pet parents. Fluoride causes weakening of the bones, bone loss, bone cancer, especially osteosarcoma, which I can't tell you how many osteosarcoma cases we are seeing in dogs. It also affects kidneys and endocrine health, which is kidney disease, and hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism. How many dogs do we see that they've got hypothyroidism? They're not addressing the diet. They're not addressing the water. And then they're just putting them on medication. Are you serious? We just got toxins building up over toxins? Oh. All right. So there have been several studies, and they have found that boys, now we're talking about humans, who drink fluoridated tap water between the ages of 6 and 8 have increased risk of osteosarcoma. Okay. So there's one test just for humans. There's more than 10,000 osteosarcoma cases in dogs each year. And really, I think that this number, and they say it in this article, are probably understated. Like everything in the reporting world these days, things are understated. They think that this number is underestimated, and certainly that the dogs have a 10 times higher case of osteosarcoma than humans. And the question is, why is it so much higher in dogs? And the answer is, in this article, that they have looked at it and they believe that it's because it's in their food. It's in their food, especially the food that the dogs are eating every single day of their life. Because so many people believe that you can't switch a certain food because the dogs are going to have digestive upset. Well, let me tell you something. It's not the protein, because there's very little in the kibble food. It is the other crap, the CKS that is in the kibble. And these dogs are becoming damaged from excessive fluoride. It's cumulative. And here's the really bad word, irreversible. Irreversible. Now, you want to know where a lot of these high levels of fluorides are hiding in kibble foods? Well, turn the bag over, and if you read this, this is where a lot of the fluoride is coming from. Chicken byproduct meal, poultry byproduct meal, meat and bone meal, chicken meal, and animal digest. So if you see any of those, and by golly, we see a ton of them in kibble food out there, please don't feed this to your dog. Not only is it dead, not only is it dry, not only does it have synthetics and preservatives and flavorings, it has fluoride. Ugh. They say that there was an independent study by a group called EWG. It's the Environmental Working Group. And it shows that many of the processed dog foods have excessive levels of fluoride that are as much as 2.5 times higher than safe levels. All right. So it's not just toothpaste, but it is also the water, and it is also kibble dog food. All right. So in water, in 2015, the U.S. Public Health Services formalized its recommendation for an optimal fluoride concentration of 0.7 milligrams per liter. But here's the kicker. And as always, this is a recommendation, not an enforceable regulation. So you really got to know how much fluoride's in your water. And do you know? I would get it tested. I darn sure would get it tested. Or don't give water out of the tap. Get the spring water. Okay, El Dorado water is my water of choice. Or you can look at, there's some other ones around that are good. But fluoride is toxic in high levels. And again, remember, the legal limits of fluoride in the U.S. Really, they're just not even being a, you know, it's a recommendation. We're not going to enforce that. No worries about it. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to keep the toxins out of our fur babies. You got to keep them out. You got to keep out the preservatives, the synthetics, the flavorings, the meals, the fluoride, the toxins that come in pharmaceuticals. So if your dog is continually being subjected to all of these toxins, at what point does their body just break down and they're not able to eliminate cancer cells? They're not able to eliminate other pathogenic bacteria. It certainly isn't from a species appropriate diet. All right. Meat, bones, organ, fat. We got it for you right here at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. We also, I want to tell you about a brand new product that we have. It's in the supplement section, you guys. We have a new omega-3. It's called Potency. It's an algae oil. It's a super omega-3. All right. It's a non-GMO. There's nothing in it. It's amazing. It's got EPA and DHA. It's going to support skin, coat, joints, immunity, the heart, the brain, the eyes, the nervous system. It's amazing. It's called Potent C. This is an algae oil. Okay. It's going to have the omega-3 fatty acids and other beneficial compounds that support the health of the whole body. I love this one. It is by Adored Beast. And you know that Adored Beast only puts out the best products. We have the C-Safe, which is the green-lipped muscle oil. Both of these are fabulous. They've been tested for heavy metals. They are clean and they are powerful, especially for those dogs who don't like fish, who won't eat fish. Or I would say this, for pet parents who feed a lot of poultry, these are a must-have. You can find them in the supplement section. Again, it's called Potency Omega-3. All right, everybody, that is our podcast for today. Please tell your friends about the Raw Dog Food Truth. Please leave us a review on whatever podcast service you are using. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet today, because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.